Yes. Hello. Well, I knew that you had called me, your chosen something while I was in California, and this is good news, but I just wanted to tell you how much I appreciated the fact that the company found a way to keep that service going. I used a lot of telephones during that period, as you probably guessed by now. and also, I think it's really fine the way you worked the settlement out. Well, no, there. Yeah. Right. Well, everything is important. But I thought one graphic way you got it across, and I liked it, was they had a fine picture of these in Los Angeles. They had a picture of, supervisors and others working, doing the phone thing. And it shows you can do it, And that's one thing. We think of things that are indispensable these days, and I suppose that before the days of telephone, people, of course, have got along without it. But now, like when we had to inform within the space of 15 minutes before this China announcement, almost 6 days ago, we had to inform 24 government ambassadors and about 50 people before. We could have given more than 15 minutes. Advance notice because of the possibility of leaking, but we could only do it with telephone. We couldn't use telegraph, so we just bagged those phones and ran up quite a bill. But I think we can pay the bill. Right. Well, I wish you would convey, if you would, I know there must be somebody in your organization, the people that really kept it going in that brief, not only on the settlement, the one they had was a high management decision, but there must have been an awful lot of very loyal people that really broke, went around the clock and made that time to say that there's one guy that appreciated it. that kind of loyal people in an organization are really hard to come by. And you appreciate it, right? Well, good. We just hope now we can get steel settled in a reasonable way. That's our next big one. We've had fairly constructive reports, at least on the local issues. Of course, the money thing is tough. It's just because the steel people are all haven't had a regarding labor union, haven't had a strike for a long time. But when I had the men, I told them, I can't believe that they're speaking kicks to the union side. Here they are. In the last 10 years, they have less people working in steel than they had 10 years ago. And over the last 20 years, we've gone from 50% of the world's production to 23% of the world's production. And if these fellows don't buckle down and find some way to increase productivity, they may have very high wages and damn new jobs. That's what American business has got to has to understand. I mean, the ones where they have this competitive problem. Oh, well, you know exactly what it is, then. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Well, the thing that that we're trying to emphasize to on the labor side, of course, in the industry sector working on, as you know, in these settlements, the public eye, and of course everybody's on it naturally, is on the amount, how much. But the important thing is to get some progress on work rules. There the unions are just tough as they can be. And if they just have a big settlement here without announcing that there's going to be some kind of new attitudes on the part of union working with management to make steel more competitive, that's going to be very bad news. So if even that can come out, it'll really be helpful. But anyway, we'll hope for the best. And I do appreciate what you've got. Thank you.